Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents...
Well, you're sitting in a chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
They covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Yes, the man who knows his restricted free agents from free agents and whatever else is happening in the world of AFL. Damo, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hello, Boo.
Let's talk about pick one. Carlton own it at the moment. We know there's live trading of picks when the draft does roll around. Fair bit of talk or... I don't know whether it's club talk or media talk that the Suns might be prepared or are happy to sit and listen to an offer maybe for picks 3 and 6 if someone's a bit nervous about pick one.
Yeah, I think the Suns are potential players in this trading component to this year's draft. And I do believe that's going to be the case. They've got picks 2 and 3 as well. So, look, just think they'd keep one of those at the very least. But I think they are open to it. But when it comes to the first pick in the draft, that being held by Carlton and Stephen Silvani, who's going to be controlling the destination of that pick, he won't be moving that one, guys. They met as a club about 3 weeks ago to just thrash out the possibilities around that. But the way he's wired and the way other footy clubs know him to be, they don't expect him at all to move on that, whether it be before you're allowed to move them this week or even on the night itself in question of next Thursday of next week. So that will stay with Carlton, and I do expect it to be Sam Walsh's name being read out.
Former Cat Dan Menzel's found a home, Damo.
Yeah, I'm glad he's found a home. I like him as a player. We know he's been through the club, the Geelong club itself, on top of the 4 knee recos he's had, they stuffed him up this year with a wayward needle into the groin region, which effectively took him out for half the season. Mm. I'm glad he's got the deal. I don't expect it to change the Sydney fortunes, but it's a good pick because they're clearly lacking class in that part of the ground, aren't they, the Swans? And they fell away dreadfully in the back half of the, very, very late in the hundred away season in the finals.
Right, so the best of 3 grand final idea. Oh. Caroline Wilson suggesting maybe Dom Pike led the charge on that one. Andrew Ireland from the Sydney Swans has been on it and banging on it for a long, long time. Damo, just quickly, I'll tee it up for you. You can just whack the guts out of it.
Yeah, I think it is one of those situations. I mean, I'm all for, left thinking and left field ideas, but not for me. I mean, there's so many inequities in the AFL system, and to create a scenario where you could have a 3-game grand final series just to me makes it even more ridiculous than it already is. A 3-game grand final series is not going to rectify the inequalities that are attached to it. And I mean, I'll go back to 2015. You wouldn't have wanted to see Hawthorn and West Coast play 3 games in that particular series. I'm not sure you would have wanted to see Hawthorn and Fremantle in 2013.
Yeah. So, the fans would have lost their eyesight, Damo.
Correct.
rather poked themselves in the eye with a pen. You're referring to there, Louis?
Yes. Yeah, it'll never happen by us. The three of us were breathing air, Damo. So I'll be 91 when that deal finishes up at the MCG. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think it's wrong. I don't like the way the AFL did that deal either, because it benefits Victorian footy, clearly, and the MCG. And I get why they've done it, and I probably would have done the same thing myself if I was in charge of the AFL, but it is so wrong, though, to lock away a deal of that term when you've got 8 teams now outside that particular state.
And as we leave you, Damo, what odds Brendan Goddard will get himself in trouble with the PGA over there in Hong Kong when he's caddying for his good mate Marcus Fraser?
He'll have easy fit.
You seen Caddyshack?
Yeah.
You know what I think will happen? I reckon he'll take the club out of Marcus Fraser's hand and he'll show him how it's done.
Yeah.
He will think he knows how it's done, won't he? So, I'm glad he found a post-footy life there, Brendan.
I said that's a 6 iron, Marcus. Not a 5. A hard 6.
See you, mate. Good
See
to
you,
chat.
Damo. Great to talk. There he is, Damien Barrett. I mean, the golf ratings are going to go through the roof. I can't wait. I hope you get to gig at the Aussie Open.
Oh.
All right, it's a Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, and that was Damien Barrett, 104.7 Triple M.